Love your analysis, not just obviously on, you know, on NFL Network, but on Twitter as well.
Yeah.
It's like a great compliment to the game.
Thank
where you can
brother.
Just go through and, like, and it's not, you know, it's not just like, oh, you know, Foles made a great throw. It's like.
Well, I try to be, I try to go in depth on some stuff,
yes,
man.
Yeah.
You know?
Because there's so much fluff out there, especially during the game, because it's just, you're getting flooded
everything
with everything,
fluff.
So.
Mostly everything.
That's, yeah, being honest, yes, that is the case, so. But you have fun with it. That's the most important thing, so.
Got to, brother. Yeah, you can move it.
We're looking out for you. We will let you know if something
yeah,
is.
Yeah, man, make sure I'm straight.
Yeah, Andrew will tell you that I've been looking out for him all week long. I've looked out for you all week long. When you're walking around, you got like cotton mouth or something like that. I'm like, dude, like, and he's not even on camera. I just know he's got to interact with you. You're good now. I'll stay right here. Yep, we're battling the sun and all kinds of light mixing everything. So, all right, you ready to do this?
Yeah, man.
All right, 5, 4, 3, 2. Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, joined here along Radio Row at Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis by none other than Super Bowl champion and Penn State alum, Mike Robinson. Mike, thanks for coming on with
us, man, we're having a great time here. This place is awesome. I can't believe they fit all of this in a mall. I mean, it's crazy.
It's hard to really comprehend because there's interviews going on all over the place, but beyond the perimeter, it's people upon people. You have fans from all different teams. I mean, mostly Eagles fans. You hear how many times you heard the fight song?
Man,
the course
all,
of the
everywhere
week, so.
I go, man, they're running into stores. They're just chanting at Eagles everywhere.
Can you imagine if they win the Super Bowl on Sunday?
I cannot.
What's going to happen
imagine.
Here in the Mall of America?
I cannot imagine. I can't imagine what's going to happen in the streets of Philadelphia. I mean, really, it's going to be crazy.
So you're a guy who likes to have a lot of fun. You
have
a great personality on Twitter, on NFL Network. You're going to be on Good Morning Football Weekend Edition tomorrow leading up to the game. How have you? What's the sense you've gotten from the Eagles this week, this being the first time that they're going through the Super Bowl process for most of the guys, especially head coach Doug Peterson?
Well, you know what? I think they've handled it well. I mean, they seem to have been having fun with the media. They've seemed to embrace the fact that, you know, obviously that they're in the Super Bowl, and they embrace the fact that, hey, look, man, this is the show. This is where it all comes down to, and I also like the fact that they embrace that underdog type of a mentality. Now, look, it's hard to garner motivation at this stage. I mean, if
you shouldn't need it, it's the Super Bowl.
That's what
it's
I'm
one
saying.
Week
you
exactly.
You should not need it. This is the game that you've been waiting for your entire life. But I think the players have handled it well. I cannot wait to see the chess match that unfolds because I thought that Doug Peterson has done a great job calling offense this year. So, yeah, man, it's going to be a fun game.
Let's get into that, Mike. When you look at Doug Peterson, what he's done with Nick Foles
since
Carson Wentz gotten injured, what has impressed you the most about Doug from a play-calling standpoint?
Well, the fact that he calls a game so that the pressure's not all on Nick Foles. You know, he calls a game so that they actually capture the line of scrimmage. He calls a game so that his players are never in a bad situation. You know what I mean? RPOs have kind of seemed to be the buzzword
of
that
course.
Everybody's talking. I tell people all the time, when a mobile quarterback drops back, that's an RPO. It's a run-pass option,
okay,
because he has an option to run or throw the ball. All right.
It's a great way to look at it in a nutshell. Exactly.
But he's tagged his runs with a lot of passes, and it's made the offensive line's job easier. He's created simple reads for Nick Foles so that Nick Foles has gotten comfortable. Playing this game is all about confidence, and Nick Foles, through the first couple of games of him being the starter, he was kind of, you know, getting his bearings straight, and now it seems like he has his confidence, and this team is flying high behind him. And I don't see them holding anything back from a play-calling standpoint. They've put everything on Nick Foles just as if Carson Wentz was back there throwing the football.
So on the flip side, on the Patriots defense, what do you expect them to do from a game-playing standpoint, knowing that they can mix up those fronts to really confuse a quarterback, knowing that they have those strong back four, you know, McCourty and Chung at safety, the other corners of Gilmore and Butler, that they can do a lot of things up front, taking some risk there, knowing that, you know what, our guys in the backfield will have us.
Simply put, what Nick Foles sees before the snap has to be different than what Nick Foles is going to see after the snap. And I think that's what Bill Belichick does a masterful job. It's just kind of confusing you making you hesitate just for a second. I just mentioned the RPOs, maybe clouding the viewpoint for the quarterback. I think that's the way you defend it, because when you talk about this new style of offense that everybody's running, and let's just be honest, the Philadelphia Eagles and Doug Peterson, this offense is a spread system, college type of a system.
I know what you mean.
They don't want to say the college word, but that's what it is. Yeah. They put so much stress on the defense, and so I think Doug Peterson is going to keep his foot on the pedal and keep pushing forward.
Let's flip this over to the Patriots offense.
Yeah.
Tom Brady and the up-tempo offense. You figure they're going to try to keep the pedal to the metal, to keep the Eagles' defense on the field, to not allow them to rotate. How do you think the Eagles can offset that, knowing that they want to get home with their front four?
Yeah, I just think just what you said, the front four, they have to actually hit Tom Brady. And not necessarily, obviously, get sacking him and getting him to the ground with the football is always the goal.
Certainly.
But just getting the hits on him. You know, Brady has to feel you. You know what I mean? And if he doesn't feel you, you're not actually affecting him. So if guys can just get in his face, disrupt his timing with his receivers, I think they'll have some success doing that.
How do you think they defend the running backs coming out of that backfield? Because let's be honest, the Patriots have put everything on Tom Brady, especially in this playoff run, and said when it comes to the run game, you guys are glorified receivers. But that's going to put a lot of stress on the linebackers and the defensive backs for the Eagles. How do you see that matchup transpiring?
Yeah, I mean, trust me, the New England Patriots have the type of backs. There's not linebackers in this league that they can just match up with one-on-one without any help. You know what I mean? So that's a very tall task. But if guys like Fletcher Cox can get quick penetration, that's the best defense for the backs out of the backfield. Get quick penetration up the middle, make Tom Brady move off the spot and just cloud his judgment. That's how you defend the running backs out of the backfield.
Mike, my last question is, you won the Super Bowl with the Seahawks a couple years ago, back 2012. What is this part of the week like? You know, we're just a couple days away from kickoff. Are you finally at the point where, let's get this game rolling?
Yeah, you're anxious. I mean, what starts to happen is you don't feel like there's any place that you can go for just a quiet moment. Everything starts to kind of zero in on the game. Every channel you turn to, they're talking about it. Every newspaper you open up, they're talking about it. Every radio you turn on, they're talking about it. So a lot of guys just want to get their minds away from the game, kind of relax a little bit, because you know this is just the quiet before the storm.
Mike Robinson, great stuff as always.
Thank you,
brother. Phenomenal
follow
on Twitter @RealMikeRob. And then you can follow him also on NFL Network, as he'll have coverage all leading up to Super Bowl 52. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us here from Radio Row in Minneapolis. Everyone, have a great Eagles Day.